morning. Would you stand, please? I'd like to welcome all of you into the Sunday morning worship services of Colonial Springs Baptist Church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege that we have to come to your house. Lord, what a privilege that is. And Lord, we of all people understand that because for weeks we were not able to come to your house. And so we thank you, Lord, that today we can gather in your house and worship you in truth and in spirit. Father, we pray for those today that are physically sick amongst this congregation and in this community, and we pray your touch upon their individual lives. Father, we thank you that you love us. And we thank you, Lord, that today you know exactly where we are, and that today, Lord, you want to bless us. And Father, we know that obedient people are the people that you bless. And Father, we just pray in this hour, God, that what's said and what's done would bring your name honor and bring your name glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Special welcome to all of you that are worshiping with us by means of Facebook live streaming, as well as your physical presence on this Lord's Day. Several announcements that I want to make. The Children's Church, 3 years through first grade, is open. You can meet the guy standing in the door, and he'll show you exactly where that's at, 3 years through first grade. Certainly, we encourage you, and we will be for the weeks to come, to practice social distancing. The next thing is the hardest thing in the world for a 73-year-old Baptist preacher to say, and that's do not hug each other. We just ain't used to that. But I guess we're going to get used to it because they say this is a new norm for us. Maybe one day this will pass by. One thank you card to the church family. Thank you so much for your thoughts and prayers after the loss of my mother, Shirley Hartle. We'd also like to thank you for the meal you provided. It was greatly appreciated. We're truly blessed to have such loving friends and to be a part of a caring church community. Thanks again. Love, Terry, Missy Hartle, and family. At the conclusion of today's service, we are going to ask you to be seated. We will dismiss by rows, and we're going to dismiss by moving out the back row first today. Last Sunday, we used the front row. This time, y'all failed. So now we're going to try the back row, and I told you last Sunday we may have some changes, so today's another one of those changes. We will dismiss by the back row first. There are boxes in the back as well as over here where you can leave your tithes and offerings, and we certainly encourage you to do that. There's a wedding shower June the 28th at 2 o'clock, Rachel Brown, Alan Caldwell. Today we need to honor 8 seniors of the class of 2020. Brother Mike.
Good morning. Class of 2020, very unique class. First class of homeschool students. We're graduating here, Brother
Mike. Wow.
No, the last of their year has been very difficult. We're excited, though, that they have completed their school year. We're honored to be able to present them with their copy of God's Word. The Word of God is so important in our walk. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And what better way to walk in the light than to walk carrying a written copy of
Amen.
God's word.
Amen.
So join us now as we celebrate and as we recognize the class of 2020.
And in the class of 2020, we'll begin with Ansley Brown. Ansley Brown's dad's been supposed to buy her a horse for all these years. Ansley, do you have your horse? Congratulations. J.T. Bates. J.T. Bates. John Fain. Every time I see this boy, he's grown another inch. Larry Fain. Larry's got an inch wider. Bailey Grant. She's the meanest one of the Grants. Carlisle Harding. He took after his grandmother on both sides. Caitlin Lowe. She got her smarts from her mama. Excuse me, Jeff. And Bree Wells. I'm not going to say anything about Bree. I'm scared of her. Let's give these seniors a hand. Y'all may be seated. Chris?
Good morning. Let's all stand as we sing what used to be our fellowship song and now is our first song. But before we do that, we're going to do like we did last week and look at your neighbor and tell them thank you for being here and Jesus loves you. We're going to sing When We All Get to Heaven. When We All Get to Heaven.
Sing the wondrous song of Jesus, sing His mercy and His praise. In the mansion, bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing again.
y'all listen to each word of this song right here. God inspired somebody to write this song, and I can't help but think it's for this time that we're in right now in our nation. As everybody knows, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of hate going around right now. There's a lot of distrust, a lot of sadness, a lot of bitterness, no hope. These things are not of the Lord. This song talks about how, as Christians, we're going to see a victory. Battle belongs to the Lord. So that tells us, as Christians, we're to put our trust in Him. We're to live for Him. We're to let our light shine for Him. Y'all listen to the words of this song.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph.
Let's bow in prayer. Father, thank you for this great Sunday, Lord, that you've given us, Lord. This Sabbath day, this day to be in your sanctuary, Lord, with other believers in fellowship and worship you, Lord, through singing, through our tithes, through the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just like that song we said, Lord, we want to see a victory because the battle belongs to you. May not know you, Lord. There is victory in Jesus. I just pray today, God, that if somebody in this room hasn't accepted you as their personal Savior, Lord, they would do that today, Lord. I pray for our nation. I pray for our world. I pray for our leaders. I pray, God, that your will be done. I lift up to you Becky's mom right now, Lord, as she's in the hospital, God. Just put your hand on her. I lift up to you, Brother Glenn Scarborough, Lord. God, he needs you right now. Put your hand on him. Lord, I know there's others, Lord. You know each one of them. You know the ones that are in this room right now, Lord, that are toting burdens. I lift up to you my Uncle Lanny, Lord, as he's battling cancer. I pray for my Aunt Donna, who's taking care of him. Father, I just ask today, God, that your will be done in each one of our lives, Lord. I ask today, God, that you would use our pastor, Lord, in a mighty way. We're going to see a victory because the battle belongs to you. And I ask all this in your precious name. Amen.
Church, we ask you to be in prayer this week for Brother Glenn Scarborough, who is at UAB in Birmingham. Brother Glenn has dealt with that of a brain bleed earlier in the week, so he was sent to Birmingham by helicopter, and they've discovered that Glenn had some kind of a stroke in the course of that. He is doing a little better. I think the bleeding has stopped, and so we're thankful for that. Be in prayer for Joyce and Greg Ballard as well as they continue that of dealing with her sickness of the cirrhosis of the liver. Turn with me this morning to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I believe of all the verses that are in the Bible, these five verses that we're about to read were meant for right now in America. I want you to think about, as you're reading these verses with me, what's really being said to us. This know also, Paul's writing to Timothy, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 3, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And then notice verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Are you and I, as believers, living in the last day? The term last days that was written in this particular text simply refers to the end of time, right before that of the rapture of the church. It refers to that of the end of the church age. And when the church age ends, the rapture of the church will take place. Just prior to the rapture of the church, verses 2, 3, 4, and 5 give us descriptors of exactly how things will be. Are we living in the last days? And the answer is yes. And you might say, well, how do you know that? How do you know that? Look at verse 3 or verse 2 first. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Beloved, that's where we are in America right now. That's where we are in America right now. That's why I can say that, yes, these verses are speaking of the time when the church age is going to come to a close and the rapture of the church is going to take place. Notice verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times will come. The word perilous means hard times, difficult times, troublesome times, uneasy times, violent, threatening, dangerous times. I never thought I'd live in America long enough to see the day when some clowns can take over a portion of a city and nothing be done about it. Folks, we're in a sad state. And it bothers me that we have leadership that won't step up to the plate. That's sad. In the last days, perilous times shall come. In the last days, my Bible says that men will be lovers of them of their own selves, lovers of themselves. Men will be selfish. Men will be self-centered. Men will seek their own desire. Men won't care for each other. Men will turn on God. Think about what's happening in this country right now. Men are turning on God. Groups of people are turning on God. Hate is being sown. Discord is being sown. That same scripture text says men will be lovers of money and possessions. Yet 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Ecclesiastes 5:10, he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver. Beloved, in the last days, men will be boasters. Listen at this one. Men will pretend to have what he does not have or to do what he has not done. That's where we are. Men will be proud in the last days. Man breathes God's air. And man enjoys God's sunshine. And man enjoys the health that God has given him. And then man turns around and ignores God and serves the devil. Amen. Y'all wake up. Yes, men will be proud. My friend, the Bible says that God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. In the last days, just before the rapture, men will be blasphemers. Men will slander other men or insult other men. Men won't care what they say about somebody else. Man won't care what he's saying about his neighbor or his supposed friend. In the last days, the scripture describes that children will be disobedient to parents. I want to stop there and I want to say what I think is a profound statement. Responsibility for a disobedient, badly behaved child lies at the door of the parent. It ain't the school's place to raise your kids. And it's not the church's place to raise your kids. It's your place. You brought them in the world. And my friend, a child must be trained up in the way he should go. And to spare the rod and spoil the child, my friend, is not biblical. Boy, I don't know what would have happened if back in the 1950s if there hadn't been a peach tree right across the fence and they used to send me after peach tree switches and I knew when I got back I was going to get the devil beat out of me. That'll help you. It'll help you. I don't know how I would have taught school years ago if I had not had a paddle in the drawer that I could have reached out and gotten and used every. Well, preacher, you just old-fashioned. Let me tell you something. It'll work. Well, preacher, I just don't agree with that. I think little Johnny ought to be stuck over in the corner. You keep sticking him there long enough, he's going to give you trouble. I ain't hear no amens on that. Proverbs 13:21, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. I read that from the scripture. Pity the little one. Pity the little one whose parents refuse discipline. My friend, if you refuse to discipline your 1, 2, or 3-year-old child, let me tell you something. He might act bad right when he's 1, 2, and 3. You let him get 16 and you're going to declare him down. You got a lion living in your house. You know whose fault it is? It's yours. It ain't his and it ain't hers. It's yours. In the last days, men will be unthankful, having no sense of gratitude. Ours is a society where many feel that the world, the government, owes me the good things of life. You talk about opposite of Scripture. Listen, we're in trouble in the workplace in America today. You can go anywhere you want to. People are saying, I can't find folks that want to work. Our workplace is in a mess. You know why? Because we have a society that says, I want to sit on the couch and I want you to mail me a check. Amen? Whoo, y'all hang with me. I'll pass out up here. Listen. The world, the government, doesn't owe you a check. The world, the government, society does not owe you a living. It's of the Scripture that you work if you're able-bodied. Verse 2, men shall be unholy, which means shameless. Shameless, indecent, blind to modesty. Blind to purity, men will seek abnormal pleasure. Yes, this is a time of an unholy age, a time where man has lost respect and reverence for a holy God. Man's lost respect and reverence for a holy Bible. Man's lost respect for a holy living. We live in a time when the average church member in America wants to know just how close that he can come to hell while he lives and not go there when he dies. Preacher, you preaching the truth, right? I'm preaching the truth. 2 Timothy 3:3 continues to describe the last days, the church age, just prior to the Lord's return. Verse 3, mankind will be without natural affection. Men will love the unnatural. Men will become heartless. Men will have a lack of feeling for others. There will be little affection in the home. There'll be a little affection toward God, little affection in the place called the church. Ours is a time when the truth is scarce. News media slant what they want you to hear. And the average man like me, I don't know what to believe. And that's where we are. Verse 3 says that people will be false accusers, slanderers, makers of idle gossipers. William Barclay said this, a theologian of old, the devil is the patron saint of all slanderers, and of all slanderers, he's the chief slanderer. My friend, in the last days, men will be in contentment. Uncontrolled, undisciplined, having a passion for sexual perversion. Men will be drawn to pornography. Men will be drawn to homosexuality. My friend, that's a sin. To look at pornography is a sin. Men will be strung out on drugs and drunkenness. You know what Romans 6:12 says? Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey the lust thereof. In the last days, men will be fierce, untamed, savage. People no longer murder somebody. They also come along and want to mutilate somebody. And they want to torture the one they're murdering and abuse the one they're murdering. And they want to act violently toward the one they're murdering. My friend, listen to me. Listen to me. In the last days, we will have a time of a savage America. A savage. Are we there? Are we there? Look at the number of babies being aborted in America right now and ask yourself that question. Let me give you a simple definition of abortion. It's mutilation to an innocent baby. tearing a baby apart that's innocent, and we're guilty as a nation. In the last days prior to the rapture, people will be despisers of those that are good. If you stand for right, society screams, you're wrong. You get that one? If you stand for right, society says you're wrong. If you stand for what's good and decent, you're told that you're wrong and opinionated. In the last days, men will be traitors. Man will betray his country. Man will betray his friends. Man will betray his family. Man will betray Christ and turn his back on Christ. And then verse 4 mentions the word heady, headstrong, reckless. Men will believe he can live his life recklessly. Recklessly. Young folks, listen to me. You can't live your life recklessly without paying a price. Oh, when you get older, you can't do it. Reckless with your body. My friend, God gave you your body to take care of, not to be reckless with it. Scripture talks about being high-minded or puffed up or conceited, so educated, so scientific, so advanced that man will believe that he's totally self-sufficient. I don't know about you, but let me tell you something. When I go to have surgery, I like to have surgery with a doctor that knows how to pray. I like for a doctor to depend on God instead of himself and his knowledge. We have many today that are so educated and so scientific that they think they're above God and above most folks. Men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Folks in America, the average churchgoer does not let church interfere with his social life, nor with anything he or she wants to do in the line of pleasure. And in the last days, just prior to that of the rapture of the church, verse 5 talks about that in the last days men will have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. There'll be a religion in the last days. People will claim and flock to false religions. My friend, their worship is in form only. In form only, and the power of God will not be present. What is the power of God? The power of God is to deliver men from the bondage of sin and death and hell. That's the power of God. And I serve a God that's capable of every bit of that. In the last days, there will be a powerless religion. You know what Paul wrote to young Timothy and what he said to him, verse 5? From such, turn away. From such, turn away. Are you and I living in the last days? Yes. How do I know that? Read verses 2, 3, 4, and 5 in 2 Timothy. My friend, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? The answer is a simple yes or a simple no. There's no in between. Are you saved? The answer is yes, or the answer is no. If you're not saved, you can be right now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of being able to preach from the Word today. God, thank you for the reminder. God, you've reminded us from the Word about what the end times are going to be like. And Father, we believe we're there. And Father, it's my prayer right now, if there's one in this audience that does not know you, if there's one in the audience of live streaming that does not know you, that they'd bow their unworthy head today and ask you to come into their heart and save their soul. And Father, we're going to thank you for what you do. I pray this in your name. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? Brian and Brother Mike, would you come, please?